WTBC Radio and Beautiful Anywhere Anyone is brought to you by Live Bar, made right here in Salem, Oregon, just like this podcast. Gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, corn-free, and GMO-free. If you want to get a product like that in a wide assortment of unique flavors, including a new vegan option, then you are going to want to visit livebars.com to find out just how and where you can get these wonderful treats. Raspberry kale maca, blueberry vanilla kale, coffee maple cacao, lemon ginger turmeric, and the new vegan option, lemongrass cherry matcha. If you want to find out more about these bars, where you can get them, where they are sold, and which flavors are going to become your new obsession, then please visit livebars.com. That is livebars.com. Live Bar. Eat real food. It's a live performance by Sadgasm. Wanting to be cool. And a live interview, too. Sweet indie pop, right here in Salem, Oregon. I hope you brought your dancing shoes this time. No matter how old I get, I still get quite a bit of thrill out of seeing a live concert. I think most people do. Something about the kick drum and the bass reverberating in your stomach and just the guitars cutting through everything else. What's not to love? It's really kind of one of the best ways to spend any amount of time. I would go see more shows more often, but I mean, the experience is actually pretty intense, you know? Like, I don't know if I can saw my own head off that many times a week, every single night, just watching band after band kind of blow me away. And that's not to say that every show is like that. Believe me, I've seen plenty of shitty bands. I think we all have. I think we all will. I think that's just the nature of how rock and roll is. Inevitably, you got to sit through something that just ain't that exciting. But even in those moments, there's something about being in a place at a time where you're all united by this hope, this feeling, this sense, this desire, call it what you will, that as soon as the next band starts, this might be something that you get really, really excited about. And that's not to say that there are hundreds of other things embedded in going to rock shows. I mean, watching the girls, watching the boys, getting a drink, sharing a cigarette. There's so much ritual involved with just seeing a band that it's kind of hard not to think of it as one of the most important experiences that you can participate in, this community forming suddenly for one evening around this performance, this sense that this show is going to be something that you're going to want to remember, and maybe not necessarily even for the band. There's people huddled in corners telling stories, someone outside meeting their first date for the first time, phone numbers being traded because somebody's actually going to start working together and they need to be able to contact each other. And are you free on the weekends? Do you have a bass amp? I mean, like, this is the essence of any show. It's not necessarily the songs performed, humorously enough, although one would think that in watching a performance, that would be transformative. But it's everything surrounding and participating in and a part of that show that really seals the deal for most of us. We've got to have that jolt, that little thrill when the amp hum finally goes from background to foreground, when the house music finally gets turned down a little bit and then completely off, 1-2, 1-2. Gets me every fucking time. The best part about seeing Sadgasm live, which now has happened for me a couple of times, is that these kids are completely immersed in and divorced from irony. It's a weird thing to explain and even harder to try to get at, but you know, just because this is a Simpsons reference and just because these guys do look like they're pretty young doesn't mean that these songs don't get to you. They don't get stuck in your head. I mean, I wake up some mornings just humming Sadgasm tunes to myself, trying to dislodge something that's definitely at work somewhere deep inside. The part of me that responds to catchy riffs and fun. I mean, it's kind of hard not to dance at one of these shows. These guys really do put a lot of energy into what they play. And I mean, like, there's elements of surf and all sorts of just extremely upbeat, great, fantastic things that, I mean, I don't understand why you wouldn't want to start shaking it. But, I mean, like with all great music, there's certain elements to their songs that absolutely tug at the heartstrings, that inform this larger, vaster, and more complicated emotional world that we all live in, that is sometimes best summarized as a Sadgasm, where for whatever reason, we're challenged by work, by partners, by friends, by loved ones, by all these people and these things and these institutions and these structures that just drive us up the fucking wall. And we want just, you know, a few moments we can feel that alcohol hitting and hear that music going through our ears, just kind of blank out with all this fucking nonsense that feels like a drag as we try to live some sense of a normal life out there where we're, you know, saying please and thank you when we don't actually mean it or whatever. My point being is that no matter how rough and tumble things actually get, no matter how distracted and confused we seem on a day-to-day basis, no matter how actually miserable we are because we are alone in a meaningless universe without Stephen Hawking, all of these things still make us want to dance when we hear these songs. And if that isn't a recommendation for a band, then, well, I don't know what is.
WTBC Radio in beautiful anywhere, anywhere.
This performance and conversation was recorded at the Space Concert Club on February 28th, 2018.
Thank you. you. This next song is called Barnyard Fun.
Woo! Backyardigans.
Backyardigans. Backyardigan Fun.
1, 2, 6, 16!
Curl, I know it's hard.
drink anything else.
WTBC Radio is also sponsored by Peggy's Vegan Hot Sauce. Locally made in Portland, Oregon, Peggy's sauce is 100% vegan and 100% ready for you to experience a taste explosion you'll want again and again. Available in three flavors, Hotter Melon, Ghost Berry, Five Star Gary, Carolina Reaper. That's with avocados. For more information about Peggy's sauce, including ordering inquiries, please visit Peggy's Vegan Hot Sauce, all one word, on either Facebook or Instagram. Let me say it one more time. Peggy's Vegan Hot Sauce. When you need a little something with an extra kick. WTBC.
All right. This is WTBC Radio here live at the Space Concert Club. Please give yourselves a round of applause. This is kind of weird, not just being in my studio by myself, staring at a mixer as I record this show, because being in front of people is kind of a little different. So thank you guys so much for playing. Let's get that other microphone up and try to crowd around them so that you actually come through on the podcast. And I got a couple of questions here for you, and then I figure if anybody has any questions for the band, we'll have them line up kind of over where Austin is. The other Austin, I know it's confusing, there's two Austins. And then if you have a question for the band, you can ask that over there. So I've spoken to you guys before, and we played clips from your album last time, but it wasn't out yet. No. You guys just had an album release party. How did that go?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was a fun time.
That's fantastic. So like, how long have you guys been working on this record again?
Since the summer.
Almost a year.
Yeah. Almost, and this is all home recorded. For people who haven't heard the other interview, we should probably recover some of these. You guys did this yourselves.
Yeah, we recorded in Andy's basement.
Nice, yeah. And like, so I know that this is very difficult for a lot of groups who, you know, they have this vision for a song they want to do, and then sometimes when they recorded it, it didn't quite come out. How was recording this record? Did you guys get what you were going for with this these nine songs? Like, did you get there?
I think so to a degree. I definitely think the album has a lot more of it. It's not much different than what you would get live.
Sure.
I think is a good way to put it, maybe. And I think we kind of like. I mean, we like. I like it like that.
Cause I like it like that.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of bands that really like that. You know, their live show is a lot different than their recorded stuff. And that's not bad, because sometimes it's like, you know, two good things. You know, you like the live show and the recorded show.
For sure.
But for us, it's definitely pretty parallel.
Yeah, well, and you guys are kind of like, as is in a lot of ways. Like, you know, you're not dressing anything up or like doing a lot of punch-ins or overdubs or anything like that. You guys are kind of sadgasm come not drop.
Yeah, right. It was pretty much all recorded, like, live style. There was no, like, yeah, I mean, we like, kind of did it, like, separate, but, I mean, it was, I don't know, we probably could just put a microphone and, like, jammed on the album, and it would have been, you know, it would have been similar.
And so there are some tapes available over here, and some t-shirts as well, so please, if you are enjoying what you're hearing, make a purchase. Or a trade, I don't know if you guys are into that, or what have you.
Whatever.
We'll wear options.
Was there intentional, you guys wanted it on tape when you guys were releasing this, or was that?
Kind of. We know somebody who runs a tape label.
Oh.
And so that's pretty much, actually these days it's pretty much the cheapest way you can release physical music, is via tape.
It's since the 90s. It's so funny. Like, I figured, you know, like, we get into the future and that, like, things would be different when we got here, you know? But, like, I'm still fucking putting out tapes because it's the easiest thing to do.
It's great, though, because, like, that, it's, people like it because even if they can't play it because it's like a cool collector's item, but at the same time, like, there are a lot of people who are really into cassettes, which is really cool too.
That's true.
And we like that there's cool covers and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, we did.
Yeah, we also have, if you buy a tape, it comes with a download code, so you can get it digitally too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, yeah, because, you know, like Nick said, I know not everyone owns a cassette player, has access to play it on tape. So it comes with a download code, so that way you can put it on your phone or iPod or whatever.
Well, and this is something that I've been getting really angry about. Modern cassette players suck. Like, you buy one, like, it lasts like a month, and then it fucking breaks down. Like, I've gone through two tape decks recently. Brand new Amazon specials, like, oh, these are supposed to be great, people give them good reviews, get it home. I play like three tapes on it. Like, and then meanwhile, the one I've had since the year 2000, I can fucking play anything on that, and it'll never die. Like, you just clean the heads, and like, it sounds like it's brand new. Like, I do not get it.
Yeah, you have to get the older ones. I have, so our record player has 8-track and cassette capabilities, which is really cool. And it sounds great. And then I also have a Walkman from the early 2000s that we bought, or I got as a gift from Kylie, that was still in the package. You know?
Nice.
And it's perfect. It works great.
See, yeah, old technology still works for some reason.
Who knew?
And a lot of stuff.
You guys have a video that just came out for Come On.
Yes.
And this is like brand new, like pretty much right before the album release.
It was made by Malteus Krelvin.
Yeah.
And it was, we released it kind of to promote our album release show.
Mm-hmm.
But It's got some good glitch art on the video. And
yeah.
Lots of animations.
So, like, if you're just scrolling, and because this might show up on your feed if you're liking Fat Sadgasm in any of your socials media. That's how you pluralize that, right?
Yes.
And so if you just look at it, it does look like this weird kind of glitch video at first. With, you know, like, so it took me a second to realize, oh, wait, I know those guys. So was that kind of like the vision ahead of time, or was that the...
Kind of. We basically did some video in front of a white wall, and we're like, we'll green screen this white wall however it lets us. And, you know, it came out like it kind of blending into our bodies and things like that, but at the same time it kind of puts a like a home video kind of feel on it, which is really cool.
Yeah.
We like that.
Now it does kind of capture like a slightly like cable access vibe in a
yeah.
way, which I was
it
like
should.
I was
it's
like,
kinda how the whole album sounds.
So it's down home is what we call that. So cool. Well, you know, I only have one more thing I was kind of curious about. So if anybody does have a question, feel free to line up over by Austin, and you'll be able to
yes.
ask the band a question.
But
like, you know, so like one of the things I've noticed is that there seems to be this line that you guys ride between irony and earnestness. And like, I think like the best example of it on stage right now is the Smash Mouth sticker on your guitar.
I was
going to
take a picture of that.
But there's also, I mean, like, you know, like I feel like there's a little bit of like trucker caps meet indie rock going on here. And I was just kind of wondering, like, do you guys feel like you are blending irony and earnestness, or is this just kind of how you guys?
Yeah, I think in everything we do, really, the name comes to it, but like basically it's all the songs are pretty much they're serious and kind of sad, but at the same time we don't want to take ourselves too seriously, and I kind of feel like that's how most people are, you know, they kind of cope with their own depression and feelings with humor, and that's how kind of like humor is in the modern age, and that's how we deal with our music.
Yeah, well, look at our options, you know, if we're reading through the news and shit like that, we're just like bummed out all day long. So at the very least we could come and see this.
The lyrics are very earnest, but then we have titles like Barnyard Fun.
Right. No, I know the real name of that song. You're not going to fool
exactly.
me on that.
Yeah, right. That's a secret for our true fans.
Right. Cool. Well, does anybody have a question for the group before we get started? We got the microphone open up. You could ask for some love advice.
Yes.
Some, you
we
know,
love that.
Romance edition, you know. I love this. And you'll also be on the podcast as well, so this is great.
So I was going to call in when you guys had like a love advice question, but I don't know. I just didn't. It was dumb. What should I do when my husband eats all my snacks?
Oh, man.
It's like living with a roommate.
You gotta put your name on everything. And maybe like when you're at work, like when you have to date stuff, you gotta do that too, so that you keep track of when you've got something and it's yours.
Yeah, that's good advice.
You gotta find out whatever they hate, you need to buy that, empty it, and then put what you like inside.
Or a safe.
So I should just label everything broccoli.
I go by my dad's old rule, and that was he would buy snacks, and he would say, if it's not open, you can't eat it. But then once I open it and I've had my fair share, then it's free game. And so basically, you have to binge eat all your snacks.
I like that. Yeah. You know, this is a problem. You know, I've noticed, like, I didn't think when I was going to get married that, like, the food delineations in the refrigerator was going to be an issue, but here we are.
You should have known that while you were dating.
I know. You would think that would have come up, but no dice.
If you want it, you can have it, but you gotta learn to reach out there and grab it.
If you are looking for professional photography and contemporary style and glamour, then J. Jean Portraits is your destination. Based right here in Salem, Oregon, just like this podcast, J. Jean Portraits can offer the right kind of photos for the project that you have in mind. Family photography, personal branding, magazine style fantasy photo shoots, band photography, J. Jean Portraits
wants you to look and feel your absolute best, and they know that professional work at a reasonable cost is the way for you to get there. WTBC Radio listeners will be able to take advantage of a contest where they will be able to enter and win a photography package by J. Jean Portraits. Please keep listening for contest details and how you can win these awesome, awesome deals. But until then, please visit jjeanportraits.com for a dazzling gallery of photos that will help you decide what kind of photography package will work best for you. Home, business, or just because you're feeling sassy, J. Jean Portraits will deliver these perfect snaps every single time. That's jjeanportraits.com, a professional look tailored specifically for you.
WTBC.
But let's return to the thrilling sounds of Sadgasm.
That's going to do it for us this week here on the program. Sadgasm. You know, I swore when I first heard that name that this was not the band for me. And at this point, I have to eat my own words. Which is also a strange high compliment, I hope. But that's neither here nor there. These guys are fun, and check them out. They've got an excellent album available on Bandcamp. There'll be a link in show notes that I do suggest you click. The new album's pretty sweet, and you can get it on tape, and it's in fun, cool colors. Ramen by Sadgasm. I recommend it. We also want to thank for our program Laura and Paco Jones, the people who composed and performed the theme music for this show, and the band X, the people behind our closing music. Check us out on the interwebatron, anywhereanywhen.wordpress.com. We've got all the info about all of our past shows, and they stay up there basically until the electricity gets turned off. So if you missed one and you wanted to check it out, go on back. It's still there. And you know, that's kind of part of the presentation of these. We're trying to keep them, as they say in Roman Mars speak, evergreen. I like the idea that you can return to these, and that they're not, you know, plugging a specific kind of thing that you won't understand if you, you know, are not able to go to the show. And that being said, when we do have timely interviews as well, in the case of the Lofton interview, for example, I like to make sure that there's enough stuff in there that it's not just a plug, so to speak. Please, check out the old interviews. They're a lot of fun. I should probably mention, for those who are keeping score, that the same evening that this particular performance was recorded, we also recorded a performance with Sadgasm for WTBC Radio, and that is going to sit in the can for a little while. So don't worry, it's not gone anywhere. It's still there, but we definitely want to try to keep the live music flowing on the show, but not blow our wad, so to speak. That's what's going on with that. What can I say? You guys are wonderful. You guys are beautiful. And without you, there would be no program. Be seeing you. W